Trump has been losing his fucking mind over the past 24 hours. He's been actually, it's actually so, I don't even know where to start. Do I start with True Social? Trump hit a record the other day. Okay, are you ready for it? This isn't a, I don't think I can read all this because it's such a bad way to start off the stream, like engagement-wise. You know how they say brevity is the soul of wit? Getting off Twitter really killed this man's humor, appeal. Just, Jesus Christ. And how does it open? The courts treat Republicans and me so unfairly. That's basically the tone of the whole thing. What was the record? I think this is the longest Truth Social post yet from him. I think that, like, by a mile, too. It's not interesting. I read it. I read it when I woke up. It's not, he's just whining. He's just whining. It's not. He's not, yeah, it's just whining. Get a ChatGPT summary. It's okay. It's okay. Oh my God. Okay. We don't have to do this. It's fine. There's a lot of other stuff. Late last night, I don't know, they put something in his coffee. Also, I guess Susie Wiles has breast cancer. So, okay. I mean, good, I guess. Just, he's on a roll with disclosing medical information. Was this also something that he, like, this was the first public acknowledgement? The HIPAA president? Yeah. Yes, he did this too, also. He's on a fucking roll. You have to keep everything. Again, and I can't stress this enough, this is why most conspiracies are stupid, because he would have mentioned it already. There is nothing, that, like, people who say that Trump faked his own assassination attempt, this is the one hurdle that I can't get over. If he had faked it, he would have said so already. That's this, unless it would happen without his knowledge. I mean, that's an angle to it. But if he was aware of it, he would have said so already. Anyway, let's get into it then, I suppose. Trump demands death penalty for reporters in unhinged war rant. Thank you, the Daily Beast. War is melting his brain. It's actually funnier. Oh God, there's so much stuff from the press conference and from the entire talk from Air Force One, and also from the stuff today. Basically, Trump truthed out this. Iran has long been known as a master of media manipulation, public relations. They are militarily ineffective and weak, but are really good at feeding the very appreciative. Also, every accusation is a confession. The country that is known for having a disproportionately active and aggressive propaganda base is Israel. That's the country in the region. It's not Iran. Iranian disinformation is like the Mossad's on a whole other level. Now AI has become another disinformation weapon Iran uses, phony kamikaze boats, blah, 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 blah. Fake news generated by AI. The story was knowingly fake. In a certain way, you can say those media outlets that generated it should be brought up on charges for treason for the dissemination of false information. The fact is Iran is being decimated. And so we've gone from Brendan Carr, head of the FCC, threatening to revoke the licenses of news companies that cover the war negatively. And now we're reaching the, it is actually true. It's funny because this is, I mean, they are doing this over in the United Arab Emirates, right? Like people are being arrested and kept in jail for posting about the fact that they're getting shelled by Iran because the Dubai housing market is down like 33% since the war started because people in Dubai don't want to be reminded that they're right. They're across the Gulf from a country that could bomb them if they wanted to. So now we've reached the, well, everyone who covers it negatively is treason. Hey, Ben. The radical left-wing press knows this full well, but continues to go forward with false stories and lies. This is why their approval rating is so low, and I can win a presidential election in a landslide, getting only 5% positive press. They have no credibility. The problem with, like, this big fascist takeover, the problem with this big fascist takeover that the Republican Party has attempted is that eventually you have to shift from I am the biggest, wettest baby in the world, everyone is against me, into we are winning, we are crushing. And the with Trump, it's not really possible because he's the whiniest bitch on earth. He's the like the most whiny human being alive. You never really get this shift into like, here's our big national narrative. Here's the like overwhelming consensus, the will of the people, et cetera, et cetera. Eventually, you have to appeal to the will of the people. And he tries to, you know, landslide victory, et cetera, et cetera. But like the media can't be your enemy forever, right? Hitler can't be posting about how the media is his enemy in 1942. You can't be talking about how the media is Jewish in like 43. You can't, like, eventually you have to shift your perspective a little bit, you know, just a little bit, just a little bit. Bahrain prosecutor seeking death penalty for citizens accused of exposing U.S. lies and Iranian drone. Holy shit. Bahrain, Bahrain, Bahrain. I hope these countries all get fucking liquidated by Iran. Won't happen, but it would be nice. Authorities frame the case as high betrayal amid escalating tensions with Iran. Prosecutors in Bahrain are pursuing the death penalty for defendants accused of photographing areas where photography is prohibited following a strike that damaged a residential neighborhood and injured dozens of civilians. I love this, too, because, like, again, these Gulf State, these pedophile Gulf State oil barons have been selling themselves as like bastions of wealth and prosperity to Western tourists and, you know, like sex tourists or just like wealthy, tasteless people. But it is nice to get a reminder now and again, like, oh, it turns out that there are consequences to residing in a country that is an absolute dictatorship ruled by Islamic theocrats. You know, that's actually not like a good political system. That's actually bad. And every once in a while, you get a reminder. I'm thrilled to see Brendan Carr, chairman of the FCC, looking at licenses of some of these corrupt and highly unpatriotic news organizations. Not going to happen. They get billions of dollars of free American airwaves, and they use it to perpetuate lies, both in news and almost all their shows, including the late-night morons who get gigantic salaries for horrible ratings, and never get, as I used to say in The Apprentice, fired. Thank you for your attention to this matter. While the death penalty is extreme and wrong, it's a pretty common war measure. It's a common war measure for things like treason or undermining the troops. In this case, the death penalty is being applied for acknowledging that Iran has bombed their country. Same thing that the UAE is doing. Like, the total difference, you know? Ukrainian civilians aren't getting arrested for pointing out that Kyiv was drone struck. That's, like, normal. They talk about it, you know? You can acknowledge it. The death penalty is usually only invoked, for like actual treason. Like, for instance, if there were Ukrainians who were providing troop movement intel to Russians, like, yeah, that might get them to chop. I imagine. I think it'd be fair. It's kind of a, you know, wartime measure, I guess. Bahrain's the weak link because the royal family is Sunni and the majority of the public are Shia. Shia are essentially second-class citizens. They're worthy to lose the power. I mean, the best-case scenario from all of this is that we get a kind of, like, Arab Spring-esque uprising in the Gulf states where Iran's successful show of resistance against Western imperialism inspires some of the local population to take measures against. It's not going to happen in, like, the UAE, unfortunately, I guess. I don't know. Bahrain might be the only country that's really possible in. I don't know if it can happen in Saudi Arabia. I don't know if it can happen in the UAE. I don't really know. I don't know. Anyway, Trump calling this treason is obviously a call for the death penalty. It's not the first time that Trump has called for the death penalty. He's called for the execution of multiple Democratic politicians. He loves doing that stuff, you know? Very normal stuff, by the way. Second atheist movement win. Well, like, it sounds weird, but Islamic extremism just isn't really high up on the big totem pole. I would put it pretty low in terms of threat to the world. Christian evangelicism, number one, uncontested. And then its partner, Jewish Zionism, because they're working hand in hand towards the same apocalypse, basically. Like, those are clearly... And I would say the third one's probably Hindu nationalism. Just based on what's been going on in India and the extent to which it's been used to suppress, like, the development of the region. And then, like, shortly after that, I'd say Islamic extremism. Doesn't really have much of an effect on America, though, Islamic extremism. It's like the greatest threat to the toddler is the hot stove, right? Like, you have to go over and touch it. The stove's not coming over to you. What about Russia? We're talking about religious extremism. Plenty of people have been charged with treason, not gotten the death penalty, Vosh. You're letting your hatred of Trump turn you into reactionary? What the fuck are you... For one, that's not what reactionary means. For two, when Trump says that people have committed treason, that's him talking about the death penalty. If you want evidence to that point, go look at previous times he's talked about people committing treason. Also, that's not what reactionary means. It's important for me to double up on that point, you know? It's not good. Christian doomsday extremism is insane. I grew up in rural Mississippi. Most of the Christians I met believed in it. Yeah, it's just, I should have talked about it more over the years. I guess it just didn't really occur to me that a lot of people, even in America, don't understand that a significant percentage of American Christians believe that the rapture is coming soon and it's their job to hasten it.